I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Former Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams is not running for the Senate next fall. GPB's Stephen Fowler talked with Abrams Monday night about her decision.
Ending months of speculation about her future, Abrams said she's still got work to do here in Georgia.
What I want is to continue to address the challenges that I see in our state and in our country around voter suppression, making certain that people are counted in the census.
However, Abrams says she is not ruling out a run for president yet and has no timeline on that decision. Former Columbus Mayor Teresa Tomlinson is the only other Democrat that has announced her intention to challenge Republican Senator David Perdue next fall. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
And Tomlinson's camp says she will formally enter the race for U.S. Senate with an announcement on Wednesday. Well, after a hearing yesterday, a federal judge is weighing a request by state election officials to toss out a lawsuit by the group Fair Fight Action, challenging the way Georgia elections are run. GPB's Sophia Salaby has more.
The lawsuit was filed just weeks after Republican Brian Kemp narrowly defeated Democrat Stacey Abrams in Georgia's gubernatorial election. Abrams founded Fair Fight Action. The lawsuit accuses the state of mismanaging the 2018 election and seeks substantial reforms. It also asks that Georgia be required to get approval by a federal judge before changing voting rules. The state says it's not responsible for issues with the election since local boards handle voting precincts. Governor Brian Kemp signed legislation earlier this month that authorizes a new voting system and reforms some election practices. Fair Fight says the changes don't go far enough. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is responding to the growing number of measles cases being spread across the U.S., including here in Georgia. The Atlanta-based agency says over 700 confirmed cases of the illness have been identified nationwide, with six occurring in metro Atlanta. The CDC says unvaccinated people traveling abroad help spread the disease, and that prospective travelers should schedule vaccinations before leaving the country. Doctors also place part of the blame on misinformation spread about measles and vaccines. Well, former Bibb County Superintendent Romaine Dallamand turned himself into a Florida corrections facility Monday afternoon. The 50-year-old will serve 8 months for filing a false tax return while being investigated by the FBI and IRS for taking bribes. As superintendent of the Bibb County Schools from 2010 till 2013, Dallamand made international headlines by instituting universal Mandarin Chinese classes. But an audit found that Dallamand ordered more than $26 million in technology equipment and services without competitive bids or school board approval. The Columbus City Council is considering what to do with the city's aging government center. The Ledger Inquirer reports that the city has spent millions on maintenance and repairs in recent years. Problems include a worn-out heating and air conditioning system and a lack of sprinklers on the upper floors. Most of the options before the city council call for partial or total demolition of the building. Whatever the plan, it would likely be paid for with a special purpose local option sales tax. Voters would need to approve the tax, which can only be used for capital projects. And in sports, the Braves won the first of a four-game series against the San Diego Padres last night, 3-1. Game two is tonight, 7:20 at SunTrust Park. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.